Nicolás Maduro calls for reconciliation and forgiveness in Palm Sunday letter. By Christian K. Caruso on March 30, 2026. A letter allegedly penned by Venezuela's deposed dictator Nicolás Maduro and his wife Cilia Flores in prison was published over the weekend, in which the pair, quoting the Bible, call for a reconciliation and forgiveness in Venezuela. The Venezuelan regime has an extensive track record of co-opting and twisting Christian faith to pursue its own socialist agenda. The letter, which contains quotes from the Bible, was published on Maduro's accounts on Instagram, Telegram, TikTok, and other social media platforms on Saturday on the eve of Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week. Christians observe Palm Sunday to mark Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The missive begins with Maduro and Flores sending a message of deep gratitude to the noble people of Venezuela and to men and women of goodwill around the world for their tremendous strength, courage, and solidarity, claiming that they have received numerous forms of communication and prayers. Every word of love, every gesture of affection, every expression of support fills our souls and strengthens us spiritually. We are well, steadfast, serene, and in constant prayer, the letter reads. We feel deep admiration for our people's ability to remain united in difficult times, to express love, conscience, and solidarity, both within Venezuela and beyond our borders, the text continued. That love you send us becomes moral strength, inner fortitude, and a commitment to life's highest values. Over the past 3 months, Maduro's social media accounts have been used by unspecified individuals to publish images counting the days that he and Flores have remained detained since President Donald Trump authorized a U.S. law enforcement operation in Caracas on January 3 to arrest Maduro. Maduro and Flores had long been wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges. Most notably, Maduro's account on the social media platform X, formerly Twitter, is also being used for this purpose. Maduro himself stopped using that account after he banned X from Venezuela in the aftermath of the July 2024 sham presidential election. Today more than ever, we call for continued efforts to consolidate peace in the country, national unity, reconciliation, forgiveness, and the coming together of all, the letter reads. Let no one stray from the path of dialogue, coexistence, and respect, for that is the path of the homeland, that is the path of goodness. And as our Lord Jesus Christ said in the Gospel according to St. Luke, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. May you ask with faith, seek with hope, and knock with love. For God's paths open to the peoples who persevere in truth, peace, and light, the text continued. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart, for your messages, for your letters, for your prayers, and for your immense love. Our gratitude, our prayers, and our spiritual embrace are with you today, tomorrow, and always, the letter concluded. Maduro's son, Nicolás Maduro Guerra, also published a copy of the text on his Instagram account on Palm Sunday, availing himself of the opportunity to quote other passages of the Bible to call for national unity. May there be national unity, a reunion among all, sincere reconciliation, and peace with justice for our homeland. May God bless Venezuela, and may Christ the Redeemer always be with us, Maduro Guerra wrote. Maduro Guerra, identified as one of the alleged co-conspirators in his father's ongoing drug trafficking trial, is currently serving as a lawmaker in the regime-controlled National Assembly and is the Vice President for Religious Affairs of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, a position from which Maduro Guerra acted as a liaison between his father and pro-regime religious groups. Nicolás Maduro and Cilia Flores have remained detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, in Brooklyn since their arrest on January 3. Last week, the pair attended a court hearing, marking their first time at court since their arraignments on January 5. At the hearing, U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein said that he will not dismiss the case against Maduro and Flores, rejecting a request filed by the dictator's legal team led by lawyers Barry Pollack and Mark Donnelly, who sought to have the case thrown out over a legal fee dispute. The lawyers argued that the United States government is allegedly blocking the Venezuelan state from paying Maduro's legal fees as Maduro is subject to U.S. sanctions. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.